Hey, good morning and shalom. I want to welcome you again into this very nice time. We continue to learn how we can be able to give ourselves for the ministry of God by the mercies of God. Paul has written to the Roman Church. And from chapter 1 to chapter 11, he told them what Christ has done for them. He made them understand that the Lord Jesus Christ has served them, has given them the ability to be where they are. And in chapter 12, he's now pleading with them. If you discover the beginning of chapter 12, he said, I plead with you by the mercies of the Lord. I urge you by the mercies of the Lord to serve, to give yourself, to be a minister of the good news, to express Christ. Now that you have experienced Christ, now that you have encountered the goodness of God, may you be part of those who can take Christ beyond yourself. And so from chapter 12, he's speaking about service. And he's talking about sacrifice. And he tells them some areas where they can sacrifice. And he says that you can sacrifice your bodies to God. He then says that you can sacrifice your old traditions by not conforming to your lifestyles, so that you may know the lee will of God, the true pleasing and perfect will of God, that you may serve God. Then he says that you are not to take yourself or to measure yourself beyond who you are. It's a sacrifice. And then he says you also expected to sacrifice yourself to the body of Jesus Christ. And he told them you can use the gifts. And he gave seven gifts of service, of mercy, of leadership, of administration. And then he talked about all that in chapter 12. Then he continued to say that you can also serve the hurting neighbors, the neighbors who are going through hurting moments, the neighbors who are rejoicing, the neighbors who are suffering, the neighbors who are actually violent. You need to serve them. He talked about that. And he says, by the grace or by the mercies of God, you can be able to do that. In chapter 13, he went ahead and said, you can now be able to serve your government. Serve your government, you love your government. And he talked about the three laws, the law of the land, the law of love, and the law of light, so that you can be able to serve your government. You also serve those that are next to you. You love them the way you love yourself. And you make sure that as you do that, keep looking for the second coming of Jesus. The night is far much spent and the day is at hand. In chapter 14 of Romans, he now talked about that you are supposed not to criticize in service your brothers. Now he says, let me now see how you ought to lead a work or relate or fellowship with your little brothers, those that are your brothers in the fellowship. So he comes to fellowship. He says, do not criticize them. If you are strong in faith, make sure that those that are weak in faith, you don't criticize them. You don't, fight them. You don't judge them. You don't make take advantage of them because they belong to someone. They are Christ's servants. Then at the same time, he says, those that are your brothers. Don't also put a stumbling block by what you eat, by what you drink, by what your clothing is. And then he also talked about and said, do not make your options a commandment, and do not make a commandment of God an option. Then in chapter 15, where we are starting now, because we are in Romans 15, he says something that's very good. He says, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Then he come to talk about how we can accept those that are weak. At this particular point in chapter 15, Paul is now calling the Roman church to go, or he's preparing them to go serve in missions beyond themselves. He's actually preparing them to call them to go and serve in what we call frontiers. You know, all along, he has been asking them to give service to those that are near them, the government, the fellowship, the neighbors. But now he is just about to introduce another area of ministration. I want you to go beyond your city. I want you and me to team up together. We go and preach to regions ahead, to Spain. This is very important. That if you have been ministering in your Jerusalem, in your Judea, in your Samaria, is a time to break even and prepare to go and minister to the nations of the world. And so in that one, he give them three things, three kind of lives as he prepares them. One, he tells them, I want you to understand three types of living. You know, there are three types of life. And he compares them, the quality of living of every believer. Now, there are those, number one, who live to please themselves. That is the first category of people. As he encouraged them, prepare them to go beyond boundaries. That he says there are those who live to please themselves. Number two, there are those who live to please other believers or other people. And number three, there are those who live to please God. Then he challenged them that they should make an aim of living to please God, their highest goal. And then he gave an example. He says that here he says, each of us should please. Let me repeat chapter 15, verses 1. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. He talked about pleasing ourselves. Then verse 2, he says, each of us should please our neighbors. If we don't please ourselves, we should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. So we are talking about, we live to please our neighbor for their good, to build them up, to make them who God wants them to be, not for ourselves, not to live for ourselves first, but to live for our neighbors. Then he gave an example and he says, let me give you an example of those who live the highest level. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scripture and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. So he gave an example of Jesus, who did not live to please himself. That's why he came from heaven and he came to earth. And so now he is introducing the highest level of living to praise God. So if we are preparing ourselves to go minister beyond the boundaries, it will be good for us to ask ourselves, who do we live to praise? And I want to introduce three letters, J-O-Y, the word joy. What would give us joy? ministering to for the sake of Christ, serving others, serving God, serving our government, serving our neighbors should give us joy. And joy, I want to use it just to represent J, to represent Jesus, or to represent others. Why? To represent yourself. That we should first and foremost live to please Jesus. That's the now that for J. Number two, we should live to please others for their good. Number three, we should then live to please ourselves. We should come number three. And if that be our motivation, we will be prepared to go beyond the boundaries. And so, as I conclude, it will be good for us to know that Paul is writing to encourage this team to go and continue giving themselves to God. And so these three lessons, those three lessons are the one that help us in terms of, living. One, we have to live for God's glory. That's what we are saying. We live to praise God. We live for God's glory. We minister for God's glory. We are ministers of Jesus for God's glory. That's the first one. That's the first G. I've just given J or Y. Now I want to give three G's. As I conclude, we live to, for God's glory. What does that mean? That all your life should be for God's glory. You should, whatever we do should be just to give God glory, to make God be known, to make God be magnified. Our giving should be because he gave to us, so we should be giving to him. Even if we are serving others, it's because of all his glory. Every time you give your tax to the government, or you pay the tax, you're doing that because of God, of what God did to you. When you are giving even alms to others, you're giving it to God. When you're giving even your offering, you're giving it to God. When you're giving even your tithe, you're giving it to God. When you give your time, you give it to God. When you're giving your resources, you give it to God, or on behalf of God. You will never go wrong. You'll be able to say, I did it for God. Number two, we want to live for others' good, for the good of others, so that we can build others up, so that we can bring them where God wants them to be. Taking an example of Jesus Christ, he left heaven and came here on earth for our good. He had the glory, but he left the glory and he became a man for our good, so that we might be what God wants us to do. If our motivation, if our second motivation is for the people's good, to make them what God wants them to be, to build them up, to remove them from darkness to light, to change them from a kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, that is motivation, that is their good. And number three, for our growth, that whatever we do, we will be able to grow from one level to another one. If we become number three, that whatever we are doing, we are growing, that I have given and therefore I'm a better person than I was yesterday. And finally, we should also do, we should be motivated in the service we do to be able to ground the powers of darkness, to put Satan down, to defeat the evil one. So four things, I had talked about three, four things that we should be able to motivate us to serve God beyond the boundaries, as an example of Jesus Christ. Number one, for the glory of God. Number two, for the good of others. Number three, for the growth of us. And number four, for the grounding, putting the devil at our feet in Jesus' name. Father, give us the right motivation to minister to those that are close to us, to minister to our government, and above all, to minister beyond our boundaries, in Jesus' name.